only countywide race that we have, and one of the reasons why we have saved it for last. It is the race for the Republican primary nomination in March for Ellis County Sheriff. And by draw, the opening statement will come from challenger Westwind.
Here we go. Again, thank you all for everyone coming out tonight. My name is Wes Nguyen, fifth generation Ellis County, like a lot of these other guys here. Born and raised right here in Waxahachie. Grandparents from Maypearl. Grandmother from Maypearl, too. One of my granddads is from here in Waxahachie. I have one granddad that's considered a war hero. He was honored this year at the Memorial of James Lewis. I'm not going to talk about it much right now. Look it up. It's a good story. I heard a lot about it growing up. But Waxahachie is my hometown, which makes Ellis County my home county. 1991 graduate, Waxahachie. When I think about my life, it's hard for me not to think about. There's two things. I'll talk about the lesser of the two versus baseball. And baseball did a lot for me in my life. And it taught me a couple things. It taught me what it meant to be part of a team. And it taught me what it meant not to give up. And so with that, baseball allowed me to play college. I actually got a chance to play for the Baltimore. I never can say Orioles. Right? They say I say it like a cookie. But yes, I played in the minor leagues for 3 months for the Baltimore Orioles and got cut. Probably the best thing that happened to me because I went back, met my wife in college at Northwestern State University, down called Natchitoches. They're like, if you can spell Natchitoches, I'll give you $20. It's a sister city in Nacogdoches. Graduated from there in 97, and my first job right out of college, a bachelor of science degree. I was mowing lawns for Precinct 3 at Control of Water. And there's nothing like sitting on a tractor. And you and God can communicate. I know what my granddad was informing for so long now. I got into working with kids. I kind of consider myself an educator, whether it's of adults or it's of kids. You know, kids sometimes are easier to educate. Got in working in the church. I'm a licensed minister at the First Baptist Waxahachie. And went from there to teach at school at Venus. Realized I got tired of kids talking bad to me, so I'm going to figure out a way I can arrest them. So I got on with Waxahachie in 2003, and I've been with Waxahachie ever since. I've been there 12 years. It's the only department I've ever worked for. I was in Crime Prevention Community Service for 8.5 years. And in order for me to run for this position, my chief, I didn't want to do it, but you know what? He's wise. I'm going to listen to him, and it was good for me to go back to patrol so I could concentrate on this. And so some of the other things that I've done as far as leadership goes, I serve on the WISD school board, and we oversee a $7 million budget, 1,200 employees, and 8,000 students. So that's some about me. I'll talk more in a minute. Thank you.
Now the incumbent chair for Donnie Brown.
Oh, thank you. Thank y'all for being here to put it on the freshman and the news, Republican women. I appreciate y'all. I am your sheriff. I've been with the sheriff's office for 15 years. I've been sheriff for 7. I've lived in Ellis County for about 30 years now. Founding member of the Cowboy Church of Ellis County. Now I'm a member of the Wagon Wheel Cowboy Church. It's a fledgling church that we're trying to help over there. You know, been in law enforcement for right at 30 years now. I have a master's peace officer's license, and there's not a whole lot to say. I've tried to do the job, be conservative, and do whatever everybody wants. When they call me, I try to help. If I can't help, then I'll let them know I can't help. So, thank you.
All right, Johnny, thank you. You'll get a chance to answer our question for tonight. First, what do you see as the biggest challenge facing the office that you currently are holding? If reelected, what are your plans to address those challenges?
Well, the biggest problem of anything with the sheriff's office is the jail. That's a never-ending 24/7 little city in itself. With the growth in this county, the crime rate in Ellis County is down as far as the county. But with the cities taking in the properties, and then they're taking jurisdictions, our jails inmates, the population has grown. As of today, we're about 445. We're equipped to hold a little over 800. And, you know, we look at contracts, trying to save money. We have medical staff on. Home service, there's several contracts within there, within the jail that need to be addressed coming up. And we want to keep trying to do the best we can to get the best service we can for the lowest dollar.
Okay, thank you so much, Sheriff Brown. Dr. Wes Wynn, what do you see as the biggest challenge facing the office you are seeking to hold, and if elected, what are your plans to address those challenges?
Everybody said it's the growth of Ellis County. And guys, we're not Ellis County 1980. We're not Ellis County 1990 anymore. We're not even Ellis County 2000. And there has to be fundamental changes. Waxahachie, we just went through a policy change. A lot of policies. You know, one of those was a pursuit policy. We don't like it, but a lot of what dictates what goes on here in Waxahachie is dictated what happens in Dallas, those places like that. And we have to step back and we have to look, what do we need to do to keep our citizens safe, but also keep from getting sued? If you ever talk to Sheriff Brown about the jail, he'll tell you he's constantly getting served papers. It's not his fault. People have a lot of time to spend in there and think about how they can get free money, and they do it. One of my first things that's going to be done is we're going to do a comprehensive review of what we can do to make that jail better and better functioning. If that's bringing an outside agency, listen to someone else that knows better, that's done this and houses more, go to the commissioners, go to the judge. This is what we see needs to be done. This is what they told us. Work with them. Let's get that jail fixed. In the city of Waxahachie, I can't arrest a Class C misdemeanor right now. We don't have space. We don't have manpower. If we have the space, it's just a manpower. That needs to be adjusted, especially with the growth coming. Another deal with me is I'm pretty fiscal conservative. If somebody asks me, hey, how much money you got in the bank? I can tell you, ask my wife. I can tell you how much money I have in the bank, right then, to a T. And Chief Edge, at our staff meetings, would always bring in the budget. We met twice a month. We met once a month. And at the staff meeting, he would bring in a sheet of paper. It was a budget. It had all the line items on it. And at the very front of this line item, it would be the budget, or whatever line item that was. And it would say percentage. What is this line item? Boom, how much money you got? Next one would be how much of it spent percentage-wise. Next one would be how much is remaining percentage-wise. And the last one would be what is the remainder of the year. I believe if you work for taxpayers, I'll be able to present that to you, no questions asked. That's a real simple form that we used to have. Chief Edge did that all the time. It was real easy for me to look and say, oh, I can't ask for any money, which he told me that a lot. That's something that's very simple.
30 seconds.
And then all in all, I just think fundamentally there needs to be policy changes, because I go back to the fact that we're not 1980, 1990, 2000 Ellis County. We have to step into the 21st century and make these fundamental changes, put stuff on policy to keep us, keep our guys that work for the department safe, and keep our taxpayers safe. Thank you.
The draw switches back around. The challenger, Wes Wynn, will have the opportunity for the first closing statement. Who have you ever heard of Billy Graham? What about Dawson Trotman? Okay, good deal. I like the story. Don't raise your hand up. Billy Graham once said about Dawson Trotman that he led more people to Christ than he did. Yeah. Dawson Trotman was the founder of the Navigators and a couple other groups. Dr. Benton, have you ever heard of Dawson Trotman? I figured you had too. He led more people to Christ, according to Billy Graham, than anyone did. Dawson Trotman one day was out in the lake in a canoe with a little girl, and waiting for high, the wind was up, and the canoe flips over. This is in the 50s, and everything's great, so Dawson realizes, well, the little girl can't swim. So he goes over, and he grabs the little girl, and he picks her up, and he protects her by keeping her head above water.
And, you know, in the 50s, they didn't get around in the water like they do now. They finally come around and get the little girl. And in doing that, Dawson Trotman gave his life. He lifted that little girl up and gave his life. And at Dawson Trotman's funeral, they said Dawson Trotman lived, but died like he lived, lifting other people up. Folks, if you elect me to this office, I will lift people up. Those that work with me, those I work under, those I serve with. You have my word. I've been brought up like that. Thank you.
About the incumbent sheriff of Ellis County, Johnny Brown.
Well, you know, what do you say? Well, we've got a good office. I've got good employees. There's many of them here tonight. I've encouraged everyone here to speak with them, ask about how that office is run. There's no sugarcoating it. If you mess up, we'll deal with it. We've served the citizens of this county without fail for 7 years, and I would like to have your vote again. I'm asking for your support. Thank y'all. God bless.